Good evening.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. It's just the time got away from me this time.
I didn't hear the response.
I said, I'm sorry I'm late. This time the time got away from me.
Well, I guess I'm late also.
Oh, good.
Oh, we all are late.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
All right, let me mute.
Gudula Chaminha Tati Cherura Alephet Gimel Yutaf Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yutkashim Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Damlem Betedresh Zaditaf Gimel Pasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Ted Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talubo Shin Kufav Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyaw Onwafesha, V'chata'al V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitzilu Urchimu Tchilu Tchilu Urchimu Le'afta L'shem Yud He B'Vav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekutcha Berichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleit lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mine yaulam haga peyakalana tehakulu obada dikshot inun wikola itzirich bialma the energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. They do so by spelling the letters of the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet. They spell it in these three verses, but they're concealed. They're separated by two letters each. The first of these three that we studied is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. We lo tishmeuli, we asafti liasra erchem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse comes from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Again, the letters of the name are in this verse, but concealed by the separation of two letters each. Hine vatachta amishenet akane haratzut hazeh amitraim masher yisameh. Ishalaluba bekapo unkava kein paro melech mitraim lekol habochim malav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. And again, the separation, the concealment, is comes from two letters each. Legam ani hecheleiti akotecha hashmem al chatotecha. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. This is a tool to help reduce our egos. The first verse, there are two verses connecting to this energy. The first one we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayidchal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo, natamar achoti utlabev. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Katati odiacha wawoni ilo kisiti. Amarti ode ale peshai. Ladonai viata nasata. Aon chatati sela. The year 5777 is a wake-up call energy, as well as the energy of the goat. And a connection to Yom Kippur. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into tzatzki ach, which translates as appears like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Bir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of concealment are seven letters each. Kim va Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat willo yahlu lahavshit et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem halevim ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yishkad shu hakohanim ki halevim yishre levav lehitkadesh. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu v'Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Ki b'Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol, Amasavoi, Asher Yitzhabe, Sham, Wishavtem, Aelai, El Nahon, Wehalakti, Tem, Wehayayim, Yeshno, far as the heap I see. Oh, Job, the call I'll pay if you die. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yobed ro'av yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz. Odilo Yosifu, Bane Avlala Anoto Ka Asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la cha yo yo yo, me la he 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 yo, he he wa. Nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me, la u ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da. A nu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 may yo ha, wa, wa, la, yo, la, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, shi, la, may yo, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, na, da, na, da, nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, a, may, may, nu, nu, a, nu, yo, ta, hey, may, hey, pay, wa, yo, nu, may, may, yo, yo, la. Hey, re, hey, me, ta, re, wa, me, be, wo, yo, hey, hey, anu, wa, me, hey, yo, na, me, be, me, nu, ko, a, yo, a, hey, be, wa, re, a, hey, yo, me, be, hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. We will now connect to the 72 names that are revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo hey anu a kameta hey hey yo on anu da la hey wa hey me a yo sala me re hey. Yo hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu yo la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la hey re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he uza. He he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa'ala areyo, a'ala metahe, wahe wa galayo, eyoshi ala me, nuhe a nuiwata, me la he, pe ayo, nuko me yore la, he be he, me zare, wahe be yo ahe, ala wa me zayo. Dahe be me kako ala a he se wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the 20th day of Tevet, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, known as the Rambam, Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chatzeria, known as the Baba Sali, I believe, or the brother of the Baba Sali, Rabbi Simcha Yisachar Dov of Chechenov, Rabbi Yisrael Reich of Budapest, Rabbi Raphael Eliyahu Eliezer Mishkovsky, Rabbi Elimelech Lazak or Yizak, and the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. We'll now do a meditation called the Ani Meditation. It's the link that is the last link on the unique astrological time stages. Malhut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu. Od, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura, yeach, ni wi yoch, yeach, ni wi yoch. Yeah, niwi yo. Chesed. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Bina. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Hachma. Yahani wa yoha, Yahani wa yoha, Yahani wa yoha. Keter, Yahani wa yoha, Yahani wa yoha, Yahani wa yoha. We'll now say the Shema Yisrael and the Baruch Shem, just in case one of us has not done so in our community tonight. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Chai. We will now say the abridged Kaddish. Itkadal itkadash me rabba And we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viamli malkute bechayechon viomechon vechaye dechol beit Yisrael bagala uvizman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yipa'ar v'yiproman v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmedekucha le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'na nechemata Tamiran bi'alma Yeheshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu Bi'alko Yisrael v'imru amen Ose shalom b'imromal U'yase shalom aleinu Bi'alko Yisrael v'imru amen. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. Scroll down to the Parsha of Shemot. When you open that up, please scroll to sections 6, I believe. Well, we will start at Pasuk 36. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'afda L'shem Yehudei B'vavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu kananei aleinu maasei adenu kananeihu. Pasuk 36 from Parashat Shemot from the Zohar, section 6. Ve'ele Shemot b'nei Yisrael Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yosei Hawo Az Levi Orcha Ad Hawo Az le Amar, Rabbi Elazar, le Rabbi Yosei. Avtach Bumach, Vayin Harun, Nilach Amar Leya, Nicha Kameya Damar. Be'ezal milach ada, dekashya lei, ashemana, mibutzina kadisha dehawa, amar ve'ele shemot b'nei Yisrael. Yisrael saba, kolinun chelin umashreyan. Behawo nachtin legaluta behade Yaakov diktiv et Yaakov mahu diktiv ishu beito Bahu amar leya vadai hakihu ela hatneinan Kodimakabel Meacharayu Beta Mehahudi Ahi Vialda Ishuve Tobau. The translation, and these are the names of the children of Israel. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi were traveling. While they were walking, Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yossi, "Open your mouth and let your words illuminate." He said to him, "If it pleases my master, may I ask him one thing that I find difficult? I have heard from the holy luminary that he used to say that, and these are the names of the children of Israel, means Israel Saba, who came into Egypt, means all the hosts and camps of angels who descended into exile with Jacob, as it is written with Jacob. And according to this, it is difficult. Why does it say every man came with his household? Do angels have households?" He said to him, "Certainly it is so, that the angels came, each one with his household. So we have learned anyone who receives from another is considered as a household to the giver. Therefore, every man came with his household, means the giver and the receiver, which also applies to angels." My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. We also learn an additional code word. The additional code word teaching of the word household. Pasuk 37. Patach Rabbi Elazar v'amar v'ayhi v'ayhi k'kalot shelo molivnot et beit Hashem ve'et beit hamelech v'gomer v'ki k'wan de'amar et beit Hashem Mahu v'et beit hamelech hi begin shelomo itmar lav haki ela et beit Hashem da beit hamikdash v'et beit hamelech da kodesh hakadashim. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion saying, "And when Solomon finished building the house of Hashem and the house of the king, he asked, since it said the house of Hashem, what is the meaning of the house of the king? You may reason that of Solomon it is said the house of the king, yet it is not so. Indeed, the house of Hashem refers to the temple, and the house of the king refers to the Holy of Holies." My commentary. Again, we learn additional code words. Also, the question is an important one. The answer is also enlightening. Do you understand why it is enlightening? Pasuk 38. Beit Hashem Dehu Beit Hamikdash Kegon Azarod Ushakot Uveit Ha'ulam Behadvir Da Beit Hamikdash Vadai Ikre Beit Hashem Beit HaMelech Da Kodesh Hakadashim dihu penimata dekola hamelech setam melech ga aagidihu melech ila'a ihu nupav legabei Adiko labia agideu nu paihu. Deko radagabe. Melech dil tata ugin kachtola. Ke gavna dali alda. Tata e biraza da kati ukati ihu ishu veto yahu. The translation, and he explains his words. The house of Hashem is the temple, that is the courtyards, the chambers, the hall leading to the interior of the temple, and the sanctuary. This is the temple, which is Malchut. Most certainly, it is called the house of Hashem. The house of the king is the Holy of Holies, which is the innermost of all, namely Bina, that is called simply king. This king, though he is supernal king, is considered female in relation to the highest point that is concealed from all, which is Chachma. But even though it is female, nevertheless it is male. Compared to the king below, which is Zeranpin, meaning that the higher level is always considered male in relation to the lower, and the lower is considered female, yet in comparison to what is still lower, it is considered male. And so it is always. Therefore, everything is in this way. Of the lower beings, the angels that descended with Jacob into Egypt, it is written, every man came with his household, even though they do not have households. For man with his household means male and female. For every higher level among them is considered as male in relation to the lower level, and every lower level is considered as female in relation to the higher level, and male to its lower level. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. It also creates confusion with respect to the current spiritual development of females and males. As the moon grows to the level of the sun, the question can be asked, have the females become males, or vice versa? Pasuk 39.
Hi, Jack.
Ve'ele Shemot Rabbi Yosei Patach Uyamar Ganau Achoti Kala Golnau Me'ayin Achot Ganau Da Knesset Yisrael Shehayo Gan Nau Tiamar Rabbi Elazar Ma He Gan Haze Tzarich Lishmor Lador Ul Hashkot Beliz Mor Kach Knesset Yisrael Sari kali ador velish mor ul hashkot velish mor venikre gan venikre ot keram mahakerem hazeh sarich leador ul hashkot velish mor Belachur Kach Yisrael Hadahu Tiktiv Kikerem Hashem Sivaot Beit Yisrael Uktiv Fayaskehu Yisbaklehu Wigomer. The translation. And these are the names. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion saying, a garden locked is my sister, my bride, a spring shut up, a foundation sealed. A giant locked refers to the congregation of Israel. The Nufa, as Rabbi Elazar said, just as one must cultivate a garden, water and prune it, so too does the congregation of Israel needs to be cultivated, watered and pruned, which is the service of the righteous, to raise Mayim Nukvim, female waters, and to prune the klipot that surround the Nukva. Therefore it is called a garden, and it is also called a vineyard. For Israel, meaning the house of Israel, which is the Nukva, needs to be cultivated, watered, and pruned, just as the vineyard does. It is written, for the vineyard of Hashem, Tzevaoth, is the house of Israel, and he broke ground and cleared away the stones. My commentary. The Tzaddikim have the responsibility to cultivate, meaning to grow, to water, meaning teach Torah, to prune, meaning remove from this world people who will no longer grow spiritually, so that they do not become a bad example that spoils the other apples in the barrel. A question occurs. Was the concealment of the 10 tribes done for this purpose? Also, we learn from this pasuk that the mighty Bet Din is composed of human souls who have attained the level of righteous tzaddikim. That is the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, reminding you there is a Hanit Dibur Psalms class tomorrow at 7 a.m. West Coast time. That's Sunday morning at 10:30. We will return to our study of the birth pangs of Mashiach at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Saturday night. Motzi Shabbat, we will also study a Zohar class from the Parasha. Parasha Vayera. Shabbat Shalom to all. And at 3 o'clock Sunday, we will continue our study of advanced reincarnation. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Good night.
Good night. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.